Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments in bad gay porn.
What's the matter, kid?
I have to call the police. The demolition guy next door raped me when I was delivering the paper.
That's terrible.
Ouch! My ass really hurts.
Listen, I'm a doctor. Why don't you drop your pants and let me take a look?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I might be able to help. You're pretty swollen. It's practically inside out.
Ouch! That really hurts, doctor.
How does this feel?
Better. Much better. Thank you, Dr. Rains, but it still hurts.
Then you'll have to come back tomorrow for a follow-up exam.
Okay. The demolition guy next door waked me.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, March 12th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, a sex cult that involves booze and meatballs. Sign me up. Plus, the Tit Pig's special poutine recipe, grabbing for clogged toilet turds, and who will win the vasectomy playoffs. Find out today on DV.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
I'm a human being!
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
Do re mi la fa sol la ma ti la ba.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Alright, Tim back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a great program for you today. We begin with information on a new and exciting cult I recently learned about. These are always fun. Oh, and the timing couldn't be better. About a year ago, we were all consumed with that Nexium sex cult thanks to the HBO documentary. This year, we're going to get a little trashy. Dr. Phil's the one that's going to give us the scoop on Love Has Won. It's a cult that, you know, started out all new age, hippy-dippy, peace and love, but has recently descended into pure fucking madness. As most cults inevitably do. That's what makes cults so fun for the outsiders. For us, it's fun. If you are a member of the cult, you could end up dead or worse. Now, there's a lot of information here, and I've got clips from Dr. Phil and Vice News and some YouTube channels that are documenting this craziness. Try to keep up here, freaks. But just to give you a little primer, the leader of the cult is named Amy Carlson, although she would like it if you call her Mother God. She claims to speak with angels. She can control atoms. She can perform cosmic surgeries through Twitch live streams. Yeah, she's cut out some tumors in people, as long as you donate, of course. So her beliefs are kind of like a mixture of Christianity, end times, prophecies, and crystals. The cult is heavy on drugs, booze, sleep deprivation, fucking her followers, and she was banned from the state of Hawaii because she, you know, flew in there and she was like, she proclaimed, "I am the god of volcanoes! I am the creator of these islands." You know, offensive stuff to the Hawaiian people, I guess. If you live at the compound, I don't know what they call it, or resort, retreat, headquarters, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Colorado, I think. If you're a follower, you're not allowed to sit down. You must always be standing up. They also practice sleep deprivation. People can only sleep for like a half hour to an hour at a time. They take all your money, which, you know, is kind of standard for cults or churches, religions, whatever. As for the rest, I think we will learn all about it in the clips I have for you. First, let's check out what Dr. Phil has learned.
I was called onto a mission in 2006, and I just surrendered and embraced truth.
That's Amy Carlson.
It's okay. I am God. I am Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, Great Spirit. Spider Woman, White Buffalo Calf Woman.
Well, this is how you know she's fucking crazy. You can't be both Spider Woman and Cat Woman. One is DC, one is Marvel.
Love Has Won is just the new paradigm that we all can share in unity. I wanted to bring joy, which is reality. And I produce miracles. Kind of like Jesus. I've done over 100,000 surgeries. I heal people of cancer over and over with the power of love. Robin Williams came in 2014 when he died. He's been with me ever since. He talks to me. He's a guide.
Oh my God, this is just another version of Gabrielle Chana. But instead of having brain-to-brain sexual relations with Brent Spiner, she's fucking Robin Williams.
I have reincarnated many, many moments. I was Marilyn Monroe. Oh. Joan of Arc. Jesus.
Yes, she remembers being nailed to the cross.
Humanity's going to trip about that because they always thought Jesus was a masculine.
It turns out he was very effeminate.
The demolition guy next door raped me.
No, that is not audio of Jesus.
I have full memory of all my lives. I fully remember being hanged on the cross as Jesus.
Yeah.
We're not a cult. Absolutely not. What is a cult? A cult, like, is not transparent. Point blank. I'm transparent.
Some of the other accusations were that you use sleep deprivation as a way to control people.
I'm sorry. One moment. That's funny. Do I do that? Absolutely not.
So that clip is from Dr. Phil. Now, I have got another clip. This is directly from the Love Has One YouTube channel, and in it there is a member who is he's passed out. He is so tired, but he's being berated by Father God. You haven't met Father God yet, but he is currently married to Amy Carlson, mother of all creation. He's like the seventh husband. She goes through them quickly. Here is Father God trying to wake up one of their disciples.
Smoker, puffer, you know, he likes the lines. He likes the mainline energy just straight from God. You know what I'm saying? He steal it straight. He don't give a fuck. He'll pass out, pretend he's asleep. But he needs that drug for his butthole.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Father God doesn't make a lot of sense.
Son, are you going to wake up and serve God, or are you going to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Serve God.
Yeah, he then says, like, I will serve God when I wake up. He just wants a few hours of shut-eye.
Oh, yes, he did. And you did, and then we got you up, remember? You had your hour, and then we got you up, remember?
You had an hour of sleep, now wake the fuck up. Apparently, on the live stream, this young man was told to set an alarm on his phone for every 30 minutes, all day and all night. And every 30 minutes, he is to check on Amy, Mother God, and make sure she's taken care of, that she doesn't need any food, foot rubs, shots of tequila, cigarettes, whatever. And she frequently needs all of those things. So after a day of this, you know, the member's tuckered. He wants
and
to sleep.
You wander back in here. Remember, I seen you on the stairs. I'm like, where are you going? This nigga came out the room. Went back in like it was a new day. And went back. Oh, mama, you're so awesome.
This is Father God.
Like a new day. This nigga went back to sleep.
Father God uses the N-word. He said nigga.
Oh.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Wait till mama hears what happened here.
Mama's not gonna be happy. They really do like to bully this particular member of the cult. His name is John, but he also has like three or four other names. Here he is getting in trouble with Mother for bringing her the wrong food.
My vision was chicken parmesan.
She wanted chicken parm.
So the fucking Adams turn around on me and get me meatballs. I didn't say meatballs. I love meatballs. But I didn't fucking say that.
Holy shit, FM.
That's the father chiming in. And FM is another name that John goes by. It probably stands for fucking moron or something. They really dislike this guy.
Chicken parmesan. I get fucked up every fucking moment by you fucking motherfucking whores.
This is the goddess mother?
My Adams. I'm like, I just need a tequila Like, it takes like 5 rounds of whores to get me a tequila. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what? You can take your half-ass god and shove it up your fucking ass! You want to take another tequila shot? I'll fucking do that shit. Bitch! Where's my tequila shot?
I told you she needed someone to bring her tequila. You thought I was joking. No. The second coming of Christ just happens to be a total alcoholic. Now, it should be noted, when she started this cult, she would make videos and it would all be very new age, love energy, healing spiritualness, and things have really devolved over the years. Let's turn back to Dr. Phil, who interviewed the Mother Goddess Earth, or whatever the fuck she's calling herself.
It seems like your tone is not always peaceful with your followers. Let me let you look at this and then you can comment on it.
Kill me! Spiritual ego whores, die! My own light workers, battle me! Serving love and bringing in a new paradigm, you whores.
You called your followers whores.
Wow. That seems pretty aggressive for someone that's leading the world to love. That seems counterintuitive. You'll have to explain that to me.
I agree with you. It was taken in a moment where a lot of things were happening to me.
Yeah, but like this was on your own YouTube channel. You dictate what goes up there. Speaking of things that you probably wouldn't want to post online, I think I have a clip here of her puking.
Fucking blame Mother Earth? For what? How fucking dare you? Mother Earth, that's the reason.
Well, isn't she just the embodiment of love and light?
And fucking wrong.
She's got a shot of tequila here. Going down now.
Hey.
Yep, she totally puked right there. Thankfully, Father is around to explain what really happened.
God just had an energy release because, you know, everyone's pushed it back on her.
It's not that Mother God can't hold her liquor. She's just having an energy release right now. There's a lot of energy that was built up inside of her. She had to get out in the form of puke. I've got more clips of Mother God Earth love, but we'll save her for another day. They're pretty good. They're pretty good, though. I did want to play one more short clip of other cult members. These guys were welcoming a new member to the family. Again, this was done on live stream. I think they pretty much live stream throughout the day. And here we are introduced to new member Christian.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian
Gora has made it home to God.
Thank you, Mom.
How does that feel?
Feels incredible.
That's Christian, and Christian seems a little nervous or queasy. Like, something is off with Christian.
How'd you find out about Love is One?
Simple question. How'd you find out about the cult?
I was,
And he's having trouble answering this.
He's still invading the field, so...
Yeah, he's apologizing because he's totally fucking spacing out. Meanwhile, the other cult members, like, trying to explain it, like, oh, he's still invading the fields. The power of the righteousness hasn't fully started flowing through him yet. You know, cult fucking talk nonsense. Anyway, Christian is excused for a couple minutes because he's like, I need to catch my breath. Okay, right? He can't breathe. So he goes outside for a couple minutes. When he comes back, though, it's like an entirely new Christian. They have obviously given him something to open up, because he's freestyle rapping, he's praying. The two members of the cult who are actually running this live stream cannot calm him down or shut him up.
So what you gotta say now, motherfuckers? Because I fucking made it, and you guys fucking didn't believe any fucking single word that I've ever said to you, and I fucking dislike it so fucking much. Yeah, you like that? How's that for a pile driving a motherfucker?
Sometimes
in the face?
It helps if you oh, just shit. Take
you know
a
what?
Deep breath.
It doesn't help if I just take deep breaths because this is what humanity did to me. Everything that happened to me was because of felony, treason, ridicule, accessory, managing.
This sounds like someone who would have been at the Capitol building insurrection earlier in the year.
Oh shit.
Christian. Come on, Christian. Make him comfortable. There's a few more comments.
Mom, you know why? Because I just fucking told you that I just did that yesterday, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Christian seems pretty calm.
How are you, Mom?
Enough. Hey,
I love you.
Just allow me to speak, Christian, please.
Okay,
just,
I think I'm fucking talking around and playing shit.
Christian.
But I'm not playing shit around, niggas. Guess what? Because I just fucking told you I am Mom.
Oh my god.
Christian is claiming to be Mother God himself.
Christian, please
Christian, please give me one moment to say these comments that are from God. Please.
No, you give me
Christian, please respect.
I fucking deserve because I just fucking told you again, motherfucker. Whoa. And I am any fucking constant.
Wow. Whoa.
This is your reflection, humanity.
Yeah, this is your reflection. So guess what? Bob Dylan can all you guys, motherfuckers, guess what? This is not even a game. I'm fucking doing this for lame. Shit, keep on going on stream. Because I keep on going on stream. Oh, what? What the fuck is this? You fucking questioning my shit?
I told you he just starts spontaneously freestyling.
Hey. Watch what you say to your mother.
Mom is trying to speak right now.
I am your fucking mother!
It's her live stream.
It's my motherfucking live stream,
no.
Dito.
No, it's
fucking
not.
Fucking Dito. Oh, shit. Why do you think I'm manifesting this shit? Fucking crazy? No, I fucking manifest this shit for you. Oh, you motherfuckers, you're so fucking ungrateful!
I was reading about this call, and obviously there's a lot of drug use involved. But one of the things this cult supposedly does is, when they want to kick someone out, you know, when someone's acting up, they pump them full of a bunch of psychedelic drugs and then take them out to the woods and leave them in the middle of nowhere. And that's pretty much it. I have a feeling we will never hear from Christian again.
Me, oh, yeah. Super ego. I'm fucking aiming. I'm fucking killing all of you motherfuckers.
The new Mother God is totally metal. She's just threatened to straight up kill all of you.
Please, Christian, go around.
They're trying to get him to leave.
It's not my own divinity!
Please, Christian. Please. Thank you for your surrender. So grateful.
Well, he's leaving.
Oh my God.
They have taken him outside.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mom.
Love you, Dad.
Thank you for that experience.
It truly was a blessing. There you go. Just a little bit of the nuttiness inside of Love Has Won. I've got more clips, but we really should move on. I'll provide a link on the show notes today to the YouTube channel Rising Above Love Has Won, which compiles clips of, you know, the utter insanity inside the cult. Let's move on, though. Norm Somerton is a guy we've been featuring for years and years. You may know him as Pig Tits. He's that old man that has tattoos all over his face, and he's got like a tattooed bra on his chest. He likes to wear suction cups because he's really trying to grow out his boobs.
Okay, this is Pig putting on his tit cups.
Yeah.
One cup is on already.
Tit cups.
Now we're just finding the right location for this one. Here we go. And start pumping.
Pumps up the tits. This is what he does all the time. He's got two of those pumps. He suctions them on.
Here. So this will be my little tit prison for the next 2 hours. Goodbye.
And then he'll tweet out a video a couple hours later of him releasing the pumps.
Aren't you beautiful tits? Oh, this one's a sticker. Pig loves his tits, man.
He's left with, I think, C cups. They're actually pretty big.
There's nothing better than a fucked up pig like this one.
Yeah.
Pig Norman Somerton.
Yeah. He's slapping those titties.
Special for you.
He doesn't oink in this one.
Thank you from Pig Norman Somerton.
So I do follow this guy on Twitter. However, in the subreddit Cursed Videos, Norman was recently featured. The title for that particular video was Cursed Cooking, which piqued my interest because Norman's not known for, you know, cooking or cuisine, so I had to see what was going on.
Today we're going to make French-Canadian poutine fries.
Also relevant to Distorted View Daily, Poutsin.
Our poutine fries, well, poutine fries are basically your fries, cheese, and a great appetite. So basically, here is French-Canadian out of Quebec poutine fries. However, there's going to be a bit of a change to the recipe. Everybody likes to change the recipe up.
Oh, God, not shit again. There was so much shit on yesterday's episode of DV. I can't stomach any more scat.
These ones are going to have fries, cheese, pig shit, and pig piss.
I'm just exhausted.
Ooh, it's going to be a treat.
Pig shit.
Well, let's get started, shall we?
I didn't know Norman was into scat. So this video actually looks like it must have been recorded a while ago, even though it was just posted on the subreddit somewhat recently, because his forehead isn't tattooed. And recent videos show like a pig tattoo on Norman's head.
First the fries. Here they are. Move the camera down. Here's the fries and the nice little bit of melted cheese here. Okay, so let's get things happening.
He's going to be eating all of this out of a dog bowl. A pig dog bowl. Which is a princess.
We'll pee on the fries first, eh?
Oh. He didn't say anything about pee.
Yes, eh? Because we don't want to have an accident on having a nice...
Got to be honest with you, I kind of zoned out after he said shit.
Pig shit dump on my fries. I have water squirting out on the floor. No.
So he's peeing on the fries.
So we just mix that around. And make sure all the fries are covered in...
This I can handle. Maybe he just meant piss.
Oh,
not poop.
It's going to be a treat. Yes, indeed, eh? Well, now it's time to give the main ingredient, eh? Some pig shit. Yes, eh?
Oh, and it's going to be fresh. He's literally just bending over the bowl here. You heard it.
Oh, yes.
Wow, what a slurry.
Oh.
It's like a type 6 on the Bristol.
That's going to be a nice little gift, eh?
Whatever this is, it is not a gift. He's got some danglers.
Shake it off.
Or shake it off, okay.
Hmm?
There it is. Dropped off into the bowl.
Yes, eh? Oh. There, isn't that beautiful looking, eh? Now,
cheese.
The cheese, and we scoop it out here and put it into the mix.
Oh my God! It literally is poutine.
Oh yes,
didn't even think of that.
Flip it to the side. Now we mix it all together.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yes, eh?
With the shit and the liquid cheese, it really does look like a Taco Bell Nacho Bel Grande up in here.
A nice French Canadian feast, hey? Pig shit poutine fries. Hey?
Well, obviously, there's only one thing left to do, and that is to eat the poutine.
Oh, look at this gooey, turd coated cheese encrusted shit.
Oh, look at that gooey turd.
No, I don't know what you're missing. I'm sure you've had French poutine.
This guy's a real man. The guy we featured on yesterday's podcast was gagging and puking.
Fries.
This guy is enjoying it. As a matter of fact, he's even picking out just the turd parts. You know what I mean? Parts that aren't covered in cheese. He's not even eating the fries. He's got a finger full of poop. And he's licking on his tongue.
Ah, this is a meal worth waiting for. Oh, Goddess Suzanne, this is all for you. My lovely, Asian, sexy goddess Suzanne of California.
Suzanne, this is your fault?
You don't get these every day. Goddess Suzanne, these are fabulous.
Everyone knows Goddess Suzanne's recipe for shit poutine is second to none. We ask her to make it at all the PTA meeting potlucks. All right, thank you very much, Norman, the tit pig or whatever the hell his name is, pig slut. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a short public freakout. This appears to be happening at a sporting event of some sort, maybe a tournament. You don't see a lot. There's a green field and then a bunch of people getting into a physical fight. Maybe there's a discrepancy in the score.
Break it off!
Stop it right now! We will stop this tournament! This is stupid!
All right, so it is in fact a tournament.
This is absolutely ridiculous!
If y'all are over there with the
Get! Get out of here! We will stop this tournament right now! We are adults, and this is ridiculous! It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser!
This is not how adult men behave at cornhole tournaments! Actually, it kind of is, I think. Where there's cornhole, there's beer. Where there's beer, there's brawls. I just thought that was kind of funny. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Please respect the sanctity of this cornhole tournament. Conduct yourself with a little dignity as you throw bean bags into a wooden hole. It's a game of skill, that cornhole. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. And I'm fucked up news. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. Superfreaksideshow.com. That's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. More importantly, every week we do brand new exclusive programs just for paying freaks. Yesterday was quite the show. One of the greatest Sextastic Tuesday stories in DV history was the Natalie Portman turd of shit tale. Well, we have an update for you on that, kind of. Apparently, we learned that that's kind of a thing that guys fantasize about in the scat community. They love Natalie Portman, and one scat freak shared his Natalie Portman scat fantasy, and we read that on the podcast. It was very informative and disgusting, mostly disgusting. There was other shit audio as well, along with an update from Love Lady Cat Lady. It was just, it was a good time. Check it out. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up. Grab all of the exclusive shows you've been missing. Access to the archives. Superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. Only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. We also have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar. Every little bit helps. And there are various little perks when you sign up. So patreon.com/distortedview is also a way to help me out. Thanks to all of my patrons and, of course, Sideshow members. They are the reason this show continues. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, the NCAA is challenging a group of Virginia urologists. What? What does the National College Athletics Association have against urologists? How did they piss them off? Excuse the pun. Well, these urologists have trademarked the phrase vasectomy mayhem. So you can see why the NCAA would be upset with that. No, you can't see why they'd be upset. Well, apparently, they're claiming it's too close to its famed basketball tournament, March Madness. That's nothing like vasectomy mayhem. Vasectomy mayhem, March Madness. Okay. I mean, madness and mayhem aren't even really synonyms. It's close. But no one is going to get vasectomy mayhem confused with college basketball. The governing body of college sports accused Virginia Urology, a practice base in Richmond, Virginia, home of Mead.
I'm not going to fight for my country. I just want to smoke my weed, man.
No one is asking you to fight. You just chill out and enjoy your weed, man. Yes, the governing body of college sports accused Virginia Urology, a practice based in Richmond, Virginia, of improperly cashing in on the cherished March Madness brand, according to the NCAA's filing to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's Appeals Board. It's quite a mouthful. Virginia Urology's use of vasectomy mayhem will result in confusion, mistake, or deception with the petitioner. When I hear vasectomy mayhem, I am confused, but I'm not getting it confused with March Madness. I'm just perplexed. Like, why are you trying to make vasectomy sound fun? Like, it's a big event. Do I have to fill out brackets for that or something? Is it a tournament? I don't know what the hell's going on, actually. All right. U.S. Patent Office granted Virginia Urology use of vasectomy mayhem on September 1st. The NCAA's appeal was filed on February 4th, and it remains active. The NCAA has full marketing rights over March Madness and slight variations, such as March Mayhem, okay, Midnight Madness, and even Munch Madness. Yeah, see, those all have madness or March in it. I think Vasectomy Mayhem is like 1 degree too far away for the NCAA to do anything about it. They cited various ads that Virginia Urology has run, including one with the words Hoop Madness that has twin basketballs used for the double O's in hoops. Okay, we're getting closer to being a problem, I guess. Recovery from a vasectomy can take up to 3 days, time that could be well spent watching tournament basketball, the practice says in cheeky advertising. Call now to align your couch time with optimal tube time for the best games, the practice says. Dominic Madigan, a lawyer for Virginia Urology, said Thursday he's confident that the patent office correctly approved our Vasectomy Mayhem trademark. We don't think anyone has confused our vasectomy ads with any other organization. We are disappointed with the costly and unnecessary legal challenge. We will remain focused on caring for our community. March Madness was canceled last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The 68-team tournament begins with play-in rounds next Thursday. All the games will be played in or near Indianapolis in hopes of reducing travel and the risks of spreading the coronavirus. But COVID is not impacting my ability to get a vasectomy, though, right? That's the important thing. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Arkansas. An elementary school teacher in North Little Rock has been accused of having a kindergarten student pull toilet paper out of a clogged toilet with feces in it with his hands. That is the sound of poop. In case you weren't sure what we were talking about here, feces. The boy's mom, Ashley Murray, said on Tuesday that her 5-year-old told her about the incident over the weekend. His teacher at Crystal Hill Elementary School reportedly told him to clean out the toilet with his hands because he used too much toilet paper. Lord Douche does the same thing to me. Reach in that bowl and you pull it all out. Not going to have shit water pouring down from the ceiling again. And I'm just crying. I'm like, please, can't we just install the bidet? No. You clean the shit with your hands. All right. The boy's mom, Ashley Murray, said that the 5-year-old told her about the incident over the weekend. Apparently, the teacher told this kid to clean out the toilet with his bare hands because he used too much toilet paper. Murray said she was shocked when he told her, and it has obviously bothered her son. This is unacceptable, she said. I'm surprised she didn't use the phrase traumatized. Everyone gets traumatized now. Use those words if you want a big payout. This mom's from Little Rock, though. She might be too stupid. Honey, you could litigate this. You could win enough money in court to buy yourself a double-wide trailer. Moving on up, baby. Murray spoke with the principal on Monday and had her son moved to a different class. She said the teacher apologized, but Murray said she wants more than an apology. Pulaski County Special School District. Oh, is this like, you know, retarded kids? If so, that's even worse. I kind of wondered why the kid went along with this and was like, okay, I'll shove my hand in the toilet and grab my poop. Most 5-year-olds at this point are savvy enough to say, hell no, I'm going to tell my parents and you're going to get in big trouble, bitch. Kids have no trouble talking back to their teachers now, unless they're special. All right, Pulaski County Special School District said in a statement Tuesday, it's actively investigating, and the teacher has been placed on administrative leave. Employees across the district work hard every day to create an environment where students feel safe and protected, the statement says. Yes, but that's all the statement said. It should have went on to say, like, but in this case, something went horribly wrong. No child should have to fucking stick their hands in the toilet full of shit water and turds and toilet paper and pull out crap. The boy's grandmother, Tammy Murray, age 35, I don't know, just sounds like it would be like a really young grandma, Tammy with an I. All right, the boy's grandmother, Tammy Murray, said in a Facebook post that the teacher did it to degrade and belittle the student, either because he was black or she didn't like him. Now it sounds like you're ready to litigate. Yeah, I think it was a racial thing. I don't know if it's racism or pure dislike for him, but something isn't right, the post says. When asked if the incident has anything to do with her son being black, the boy's mother said, "I don't want to say it is or it isn't." The mother of another Crystal Hill Elementary School kindergartner said the same thing happened to her daughter under a different teacher last fall. Is that little girl black? That little girl used too much toilet paper, too, and was asked to pull it out with her bare hands. Do they not have janitors or a custodial staff at this school? This is what they get paid to do. She contacted the school district, who told her there would be an investigation. There probably wasn't an investigation, though. It kind of just sounds like that's their policy. You plug the toilet, you fix it. It's a good way for children to learn about consequences and overuse of toilet paper and plumbing. I wish I would have learned some of those lessons. All right, final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
It's been proven time and time again. This story comes from Miami Beach. Miami Beach police are investigating if there are possibly more people who have been victimized by a man who claimed to be a cosmetic surgeon. Oh, God. What did he do to these poor broads? He was probably, like, giving butt implants by using Fix-A-Flat or something. Spraying that right up her asshole. All right. The latest allegation is that he performed procedures on a woman in his apartment. That's a huge red flag if you're... cosmetic surgeon works out of his own shitty, dingy apartment before allegedly raping her. Well, there's the second red flag.
I have a hunch he's not board certified.
Brody Amir Mozeni. Bam. Oh, how much do you want to bet he went by Dr. Bam? His initials. Dr. Bam, 35, is also facing charges after an altercation at a Bally's gym with an ex-girlfriend. Today, I learned that Bally's gym is still in business. Mozeni was arrested Wednesday and charged with several felonies, including sexual battery, practicing medicine without a license. I knew it. Drug dispensing without a license, forgery, and possession of a controlled substance. Police said that in late January, Mozeni met a woman through a mutual friend and told her that he was a cosmetic surgeon. Hobbyist. He did not say hobbyist. He invited the victim to his Lincoln Road apartment, his clinic, where he performed various injections to areas of her face, arms, and legs. He also told the victim that he was a gynecologist. The oldest trick in the book. Oh, I completely forgot to tell you. In addition to lip fillers, I can also clean out your badge sludge or whatever gynecologists do. Ew. He told the victim that he would perform cosmetic vaginal rejuvenations. So if that's something you're interested in, he could do that. After administering a test with a metal object, he told the victim she did not need the rejuvenation. Wait a second. So this girl just believed him when he said that? I'm also a gynecologist.
Okay, go ahead and shove that metal rod up my pussy. Even though I came here for... Botox on my forehead.
In her defense, he gave her a great deal. And he would have got away with all of this if it weren't for you meddling kids and the pussing boils that formed on her skin after the procedure. No, there were not any pussing boils, but there was a reaction. Police stated that the victim had a reaction to the injections, and Mozeni invited her to stay at the apartment overnight to allow for the swelling to subside. Wow, this guy knows how to jump at an opportunity because, she had the swelling. He told her, you can stay over my place. Stay right here. I'll monitor things. You'll be fine. Well, the victim said Mozeni gave her an unknown drug that night, which made her lose her inhibitions. The victim said Mozeni then had sex with her, and it was not consensual. An investigation into the allegation showed that Mozeni did not have a medical license in Florida. He also obtained his rental apartment by showing income from a pay stub from Mount Sinai Medical Center as an employee. The document was determined by investigators to be fraudulent. Inside of the apartment, detectives found various controlled substances as well as certificates from various medical schools. I'm sure they're all forged or just fraudulent. Mozeni told police that he graduated from medical school in the Caribbean, but that he had not passed the required medical exams that would allow him to practice medicine in the United States. He admitted that the medical certificates on the walls of his apartment were not real, and they were printed from the internet. Investigators also found a device used for vaginal examinations consistent with the victim's allegation of sexual battery. He told investigators he was making part of his living from patients that visited him at the apartment. The rest of the income came from pretending to be a lawyer. All right, I made that part up. Ernesto Rodriguez with the Miami Beach Police Department said, "What's most troubling in this is not only the details of this investigation, but the strong probability that there may be additional victims out there." What's interesting is a day before Mozzini's arrest at 10 p.m., a woman called Miami Beach Police to report that she was being harassed by a man at, you guessed it, Bally's Total Fitness. Apparently, he was walking behind this woman. He started to scream at her, calling her names, bumping into her while screaming. Once outside of the gym, Mozzini continued to yell at her. And while she was trying to record the incident with her phone, the defendant knocked it out of her hand and then threw coffee at her. She was able to capture it on video. She said the defendant had been harassing her for some time. Mozzini was arrested and taken into custody on Wednesday, March 10th, at his apartment/medical practice. We may call these women dumb for doing what they did, but you know, I've been to many doctors. I don't know if their licensing is legit, you know, their diploma's on the wall. Honestly, I've never even thought to ask for credentials. On the flip side, I always go to a hospital, a real clinic, you know, places where there are nurses and staff. I almost never get a colonoscopy from a random guy in his one-bedroom garden apartment. Legit doctors don't advertise on Tinder or Grindr. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Well, we find ourselves at the end of another week. And guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Could not do the show without you. I say it all the time, and I really do mean it. Your emails and voicemails were fun this week, and all the stuff you've been sharing in the Discord and stuff you want me to check out and feature on the show. Very helpful. Always suggesting great content. Love to hear from you. Many ways to contact the show, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. I mentioned that Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at DistortedView.com. Let's do a couple of voicemails here. I've got some patrons that want to check in.
Hey, Tim. This is Dave Matthews, the eponymous leader of the great 2000s and 90s band, the Dave Matthews Band. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I killed Shaggy last week because, again, like him, I'm trying to get back into the music biz. And, man, I just really want to get in touch with Corey and do a collaboration on a new mashup. You were playing the straight Thugmaster and Pig Boy, having a little bit of fun with Feet.
I don't know if that was on the Sideshow exclusive program or a free show, but
they prominently featured the phrase, "What would you say?" And, you know, I heard that great song back in the day, and I really think this would work out. So hook me up with Corey's contact details, and we'll make this happen. You know, I love your show. I've been listening for 10 years, but I got to go because I'm going back to my job as a janitor at the local porn store. Things aren't going great. You know, I had to sell the violin. I really don't want to have to problem.
Has Dave Matthews fallen on hard times? I don't really follow his career too much. Although, let me just tell you, I don't know why I have to tell you this. It's almost embarrassing, really. I shouldn't tell you this. Back in the 90s, which I think is how every single one of my stories start, an embarrassing story from Tim's life. Yeah, it's gonna take place in the 90s. I signed up for one of those CD companies, Columbia House or BMG. For those of you, too young to remember, it pains me to say this. For those of you too young, they were clubs, basically a subscription service almost, and you would get like 12 or 15 CDs for a penny, which was an awesome deal, right? The catch is you're signing a contract that says within the next year you will purchase, I don't know, like 6 or 7 more CDs at full price from them, right? And if you don't order something on your own, they'll just start sending you stuff and charging you for it. So, I picked out a bunch of CDs. I don't remember what they were, like Matchbox 20, Toad the Wet Sprocket, you know, all the crap I normally listen to. Well, what happens is you inevitably like run out of artists or CDs that you want because you can only pick from a limited list. So you'd pick out 8 or 9 CDs, and then you're like, fuck, I've got to pick out 5 more? So you just start looking for artists that you've heard of. Or, you know, like, oh, I've heard of Dave Matthews. He's got a song about ants marching. And that's exactly what happened. One of the CDs I picked out was Crash by the Dave Matthews Band. And since then, I've never picked up another Dave Matthews Band CD, but I love that fucking album. I didn't even like the song Crash Into Me, which was like the big single on the CD, right? But I liked other songs. So Much to Say, Number 41. Oh, yeah. Oh, that takes me back to 1996. That happens in a few seconds. Shit, maybe not. Hold on. I swear to God it happens here eventually. There you go. That's the stuff. Classic Dave Matthews. All right.
Jigu Timmy Boo. Tell you that laugh. I see you've been hosting a lot about your new dog, and I just wanted to tell you to go fuck yourself.
You.
Goddamn clout chaser. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just bitter because I've been trying to adopt a dog for the last, 4 months now. And I got pretty close this time around.
Here's what you do. You lie. That's what we had to do. We had to lie. It's ridiculous. I think I've talked about this a little bit, but right now, because of the coronavirus and shit, dogs are being snatched up super quick from these shelters, which is good, I guess. But these assholes at the shelters and the rescues feel like now they can be a little more selective on who they pick to adopt one of their precious fucking mutts. A year ago, they would beg you to take a dog. But because, you know, everyone is home, working from home, people decided that they want dogs. They can devote time to take care of dogs or whatever. So everyone's snatching up these dogs. And now, at least in my experience, there are these ridiculous 7-8-page forms you have to fill out before you even see a dog, before they will let you come to look at a dog. Many of them are like, you fill out a form and then you wait for the person to do background checks. They will call your vet. If you adopted dogs previously, they will check with the rescue or the shelter that you got the dogs from before, yada, yada, yada. Oh, they'll check to make sure your other dogs are fully vaccinated and up to date on shots and whatever. It got to the point because, you know, we would fill out the forms and then I'd get a call back after putting in all this work, filling out these stupid forms. I get a call. We don't have any dogs right now. We just ran out. The last ones were just adopted, but we'll have some more probably in the next week or two. It's first come, first serve, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just like a total waste of time. So I stopped filling out any information about other pets we had. Like, it was too much. I didn't, like, include her records and shit. It's much easier to say, nope, I don't have a dog. That way they don't have to, like, look up and see who your vet is. They don't have to, like, look up records. Many of the places still want to come to your house and check out your fencing, what your backyard is like. Oh, it is utter insanity to adopt a dog that really no one wanted.
I was doing the home visit, virtual home visit, and the lady is like, okay, everything looks good. She goes, I see your yard isn't fenced in, though. And I was like, yeah, you know, I can't really do anything.
That's a big thing. Everyone wants a fenced-in yard. Now, our backyard is fenced in, but it's not, like, super secure. It's not, like, completely fenced in. There's, like, a little gap, and some of the parts of the fences are, like, only 4 feet tall. It's, like, that real thin wire type fence, and they're like, oh no, you can, that's no, we will not adopt. We need, you know, you need to have a 6-foot fence, and we never let the dogs run free anyway. They're always on a leash when we take them out.
I live in New England, whatever, and the ground's frozen, and when it starts to thaw, we get mud season, and you don't really want to fucking dig into the ground during mud season anyway. It's like it's a whole thing.
Yes.
Anyway, she goes, well, when are you going to be able to put up the fence? I was like, probably about like April is usually a good time. It's, you know, it's not as muddy. The ground's pretty well thawed out by now. And she goes, oh, that's a long time. I don't know. And I dead stopped and said, is that the only thing?
is that the only thing that you're keeping me from getting this dog is the yard has been fenced in. When I'm going to walk him around the neighborhood with a leash anyway.
But think about this. Like, if you would have lied and said, no, I live in an apartment. I don't have a backyard. Then you wouldn't have that problem. You'd be like, oh, okay, great. That sounds good. Just make sure it's always on a leash. It's always better to lie.
Till it's fenced in, and I'm going to put him on a pretty goddamn long leader. So if he happens to hop the fence, he can hop the fence enough to where he's over it and he won't choke himself and kill himself. But no, I have to fence in the yard completely. Yeah,
I know. Like, a lot of the applications are like, you need to either have a fenced in yard or always keep your dog on a leash. And we would say, well, yeah, we have a fenced yard. It's not completely fenced, though. So, yeah, we typically just keep the dogs on a leash. What? You have a fenced in yard, but it's not fenced in? Ah! They really focus on that. And it's like, it doesn't matter if we have a fence or not. We don't let them run around. Yeah, they're just fucking crazy people. Yes, caller. Hello? Someone crying? Someone shitting? I think someone's shitting. I'm going to... Oh, I know who this is. This is Level 80 Cat Lady. I think she did message me saying that she was going to shit, or she had to shit, and she was going to dangle the mic in the bowl. Starting to come out. It definitely sounds very, very hard. And apparently wide. She's having trouble birthing these things. Whoa, cannonball. Well, she's doing it. Congratulations. It's a bouncing baby bowel movement. What are you going to name him? She's still going. Listen closely, you can hear her grunt. She's going to give herself a heart attack or stroke or something. At the very least, yeah, at the very least, she's going to blow a blood vessel in her eye. Well, thank you very much, Lovely Cat Lady. Kind of nice that she's the last caller of the week. Full cap on her bowel movement saga this week. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Watch, guys, email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You take your half-assed God and shove it up your fucking ass.
Spread the distortion. STD till all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Again, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
A great Friday, you motherfucker!
We'll see you next week. This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.